This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows, and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA. With your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, so for this week, what we get for number five?
Oh, we've got, I'm glad you asked. I thought you'd never ask. We've got Friends, the television show, celebrated its 25th anniversary. And if you're going to ask me if I'm stoked, you're flanging right I am. This is my favorite trend, and man, could not be more excited about this, because you know what Google did? If you go to Google right now and you search Friends Glossary, it will show you a list of Friends terms, and you can click through, and all the terms, there's only like 25, but they're all just hilarious. And guess who was responsible for that? Your boy Justin. Yeah, that's right. Captain number one Friends fan at Google. Me and my pal Laura kind of engineered this silly little Easter egg that they've got going on, Friends. Kind of went viral yesterday, so we're stoked on it. I was less involved in the actual searching of the Friends character's name. So if you search like Ross Geller, then there's a little couch that shows up. And if you click the couch, your screen will literally pivot as you hear Ross pivoting in the background. And you can do that with all the different Friends, search their full names. But yeah, I was basically tasked with coming up with a list for the Friends glossary. They didn't take all of mine. Like, there's some in there, like Eggs a la Eddie or Romancer of the Elderly or Hold Me Close, Young Tony Danza. If you remember, that is what Phoebe characterizes as the most romantic song of all time. But it's actually Tiny Dancer, but she thought that it was the song that the guy on Who's the Boss wrote for Tony Danza, Hold Me Close, Young Tony Danza, whatever. So yeah, I'm having a good time with the Friends trend.
I just looked up the Friends glossary, and the first word that popped up for me was meat sweats. I actually used that.
Shame. Oh, I got the meat sweats last night. It's a real thing.
It is. For those who don't know, it's when you sweat after following consumption of large quantities of meat, such as an entire turkey. So you got the meat sweats after a Thanksgiving meal, you know, something big. You know, I got the meat sweats after eating White Castles.
Yeah, meat sweats are no doubt. Yeah, you gotta wear some pants that give. You got to really stretch it out. Maybe you have some chips beforehand. Joey's eating chips before you have to eat the entire turkey. But, like, the thing is, Friends is just so great. And actually, if you look at the search history of Friends versus Seinfeld, because those are the kind of two shows that are pitted against each other, Friends has actually been searched 1.5 times more than Seinfeld since 2004. I'm not saying either show is better, because I love Seinfeld too, but it's interesting. Also, Friends topped Seinfeld in every single state since 2004. So it's interesting. Happy anniversary, Friends. I love you so much.
What we get for number four?
We've got Christine Brinkley and Dancing with the Stars. So she is Dancing with Stars right now. She had a metal plate actually inserted in her arm after she broke it during rehearsal. But her daughter, Sailor, kind of just hopped in her place and was able to dance like on her behalf, which is pretty awesome to be able to pass the torch to your daughter. But yeah, I mean, she's 65 years old. She fell and broke her arm. Super sad for her, obviously wishing Christine the speediest of all recoveries. But her daughter, she's 21, also a model, just took her place. So that's great for her. My mom, I'm sure, is stoked on that. She loves Dancing with the Stars. Shout out to Ruth. But I don't know. I don't watch the show.
I think what's weird is that some people think that it was staged. I saw her the fall. It didn't look staged at all. She tripped on dude's foot, and she tumbled, and then she kind of landed on her own arm in a funny, weird position, right? But who is it? Wendy Williams claims that it was staged just for, like, to get higher ratings. I don't know about that.
You know, I did read a little bit about that, and then Christy was, like, told People Magazine that she was shocked by the accusation. Shocked. It rattled her core. That would be pretty interesting, honestly. But at 65... I don't know. You kind of have brittle bones at that point. Like, I feel like you can just break something by, like, I don't know, sitting down wrong. So maybe Christine's not having her calcium. She's not getting a balanced diet. And she's got weak bones. Maybe she's got the osteoporosis. That'd be pretty ridiculous to fake the injury so that your daughter can step in, but pretty funny.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, why didn't they just put her in there? Wouldn't they have just gone through, like, we're not going to stage this whole thing. Let's just get her daughter in. Boom, we're finished. No, no, no. We have to do this whole production. It seems like a very strange conspiracy theory, personally.
Well, let me ask you this. If they just put Sailor in there from the get-go, would we be talking about it on the Mesa Vera Payne Show? I think not. So if they faked the injury, well, it worked out. Because you know what? It's number 4 on Google right now, and we're chit-chatting about it on the airwaves.
You're right. I give you that. I give you that, sir. What we get for number 3?
We got Walmart and their car seat trade-in program, which I'm fired up on. So across 4,000 locations around the country, if you go and bring your car seat, which apparently is very hard to recycle and contributes a ton of waste towards, and also, like, it's something that kids grow out of, I guess, relatively quickly. So a lot of parents have a need for some sort of recycling program for their car seat if they don't plan to have another kid or they don't really have storage to, like, keep it around. You know, a lot of people just throw away their car seat. So Walmart is not only recycling that car seat in a responsible manner, but they're also giving participants a $30 Walmart gift card. What's up? And the CEO of TerraCycle, which is this waste management company that they're partnering with on this, says that this initiative will divert the plastic equivalent to approximately 35 million water bottles. What's up?
I was actually excited about this because my sister has put about 3 car seats in my garage. I want to toss them out. But this is a question. One of the car seats is one of those, like, it's half car seat, booster seat. It's supposed to grow with the kid. And I don't have the back piece. Will they take booster seats?
Man, that's a good cue. I'm a bet they will. I don't see anything about hard parameters in terms of what seat's eligible for this. So I would assume that anything in the realm of a car seat is going to be accepted.
Good, because I have a bunch I'm willing to toss out. She's not having kids. She's not doing it again.
That's good. Also, I you said that you had 3. There's only a limit of 2 trade-ins per household. So you might have to enlist a pal to trade in that 3rd one for you. I mean, hey, that's $90 to the Walmart. That's a good amount of coin.
I'll be honest, I just want to help because I don't want to throw them away because they just sit there. If Walmart can take care of it, I'll be happy to give it to them with no money. Like, I'm okay with that. I didn't buy the seats anyways. That's my sister.
Wow, that is a selfless good deed, which they talk about on Friends, and they prove that there's no such thing as a selfless good deed. Phoebe even lets a bee sting her, but then the bee dies. It doesn't go back to its bee friends looking tough like Phoebe would have hoped. So maybe this is a nice selfless good deed.
Except the car seat will never go back to its home. No, I don't know.
That's so true. The same fate as the bee.
What are we good for number 2?
We've got the Climate March and a part of the Global Fridays for Future movement. The students and organizations around the world are doing a big kind of climate march, climate walkout happening today on Friday. Actually, and there's a lot of stuff going on in New York because there is a UN emergency climate summit happening in a couple days in New York City, and so people are taking it to the streets right now to demand action against climate change. Actually, New York City public schools are excusing all absences of students participating in the climate strike. Kids will need parent consent or counsel if they're young kids. Can't just have infants running around on the streets in New York City. That's dangerous. But a lot of people are walking out. People are just saying that Congress is not doing enough right now to address some of these shortcomings. 16-year-old Greta Thunberg, who we talked about a couple weeks ago, she met with Obama this past week. She actually surpassed Obama on Google in terms of search interest for a brief period of time. So, yeah, she's making moves out there.
You know, I think this is a wonderful cause, and I hope something comes of it. But I really think that unless India or China jump on board, I don't know if us doing anything will mean anything. What do you think?
I think that there's been a little bit focus on the United States because that's where the UN General Assembly is actually meeting this entire week. But because it's the UN, there's going to be global ramifications for whatever decisions are made and the discussions happening there. So, yeah, it's got to be a global effort. We're not going to be able to do this by ourselves. So hopefully this will enact that type of international change, and it won't just be chit-chat and kind of high fives in this echo chamber of sorts. It obviously needs to be a little bit more profound than that.
Absolutely. I like that echo chamber thing because that is so true. They'll just be in a room like, yeah, you're right. No, 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 you're right. And then they right. pat each other on the back and like, oh, we did stuff.
Totally. I know. I hope that there's some, yeah, I hope that there's some kind of contrasting opinions in the room, because if everybody's just in agreement, we're not going to get anything done. You got to kind of bring in the individuals that don't have that type of urgency in order to facilitate change. So I don't know. It's good stuff. Good step in the right direction. We're talking about it here. So, you know, it's obviously getting some traction, especially on Google as well. We're seeing a ton of search interest around this. So the top question is, where is climate change? When is it? When is the march? Things like that. So people are definitely searching for this.
What we get for number one?
We've got the Emmy Awards. 71st primetime coming up on Sunday, which is great. I really just know nothing about television, but the top search nominated TV shows in a comedy or drama series this past week. We've got Barry, which I'm actually pretty stoked on because Bill Hader actually came to Google and talked, and he is so funny, and he also reenacted some old SNL skits that never aired. So incredible. So I hope Barry wins. Game of Thrones, that just ended. Everybody was obviously super pissed about the last season, so we'll see if that will continue to just dominate the Emmys. Succession, Ozark, This Is Us. And, yeah, it's going on. Microsoft Theater in L.A. I don't know. Do you watch? Do you have any dog in this fight?
No, not really. I'm not going to lie. Emmys isn't my thing. But I do like seeing people on the red carpet. You know, I want to know what they're wearing because it's not like I can
wearing?
Buy
it. What are you wearing?
It's like I can't afford that Vera Wang, but I love it on you.
Right. It is so interesting. But, you know, I don't know. I feel like without Joan Rivers on the red carpet, it's just not as fun. She was just such an icon. May she rest in peace. But yeah, the red carpet stuff is cool. I actually saw some of the Stranger Things cast on Sunday. So shout out to them. They're awesome. Nancy and Jonathan bopping around New York. So yeah, cool
stuff. That's crazy. Supporting actress in a drama series. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 people from Game of Thrones on that ticket. You know they're going to win that. Yeah, right? Game of Thrones.
That seems unfair.
Right? That's what I was just thinking. They're going to end up winning a lot of awards. They're on, every single ticket.
Yeah, 4 of the 6
yep.
nominees are from Game of Thrones. Like, what? How is that allowed?
I know. Well, actually, and it was such a crappy season.
Right.
What does that say about TV? We're not getting into it here. It's okay, though.
I know. Yeah, we'll get angry.
What we give for the top YouTube video of the week?
The top YouTube video is so sick. It's called Accent Expert Breaks Down 17 Characters Playing Real People, and it's from the geniuses over at Wired. And there's this dialect coach, Eric Singer, and he is explaining he's comparing and contrasting these famous people that are playing real people in real life, and he's assessing their idiolects, which is a way that a person speaks. So I actually only got through 3. There's 25 minutes of it, and it's all incredible. I wish I had some more time to watch. I'm going to watch after the show. But he looked at Rami Malek as Freddie Mercury, which is unbelievable. First off, Rami hits the nail on the head. He also has fake teeth in. Imagine, I don't know if you're a kid where that had retainers or something like that. It was impossible to talk when you had those retainers in. And the guy is acting in a movie playing a real person. It's so incredible. And Eric is just like, dude, this guy is rocking it. Then they also do Claire Foy as Queen Elizabeth II. And then my favorite so far that I've watched is Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Edward Snowden. Oh my gosh. He becomes him. And it's really interesting to hear Eric break it down. He talks about kind of vocal posture and uses all these technical terms and plays the video right next to each other so you can see the real person playing the fake person or the real person playing the historical figure. And wow, it is a really, really good video.
Oh yeah, I actually watched the whole thing because it was just so interesting. And I liked how he's like, do the S sound. And he's like, if the further away your tongue is, the less pronounced the S sound will be made. So I was doing that in the room and I was like,
it's crazy. Yeah. I mean, thinking about kind of the different elements of how you make a sound, And then being hyper conscious of that and trying to emulate another individual while also acting, unbelievable. I don't know how these people are doing it to a level of such high accuracy, but I guess it's because they've got dialect coaches like Eric Singer. But yeah, the way he was making those S's, what is up? It was sick.
Oh, man. And every single person was just like, I can see why they're actors. They really grab their craft. They really get into the character, even if they don't want to. They're embodying somebody. And I'm like, wow, we are seeing people who are, I feel like we're taking advantage of their abilities, because I didn't even realize how difficult it was just to sound like someone else.
I know. Sometimes I'm like, I could be an actor. I'm super dramatic. I can do that. And then I watch videos like this and it's like, nope, these people are so incredibly talented that there's just no way that you could ever do this. It's magnificent. You're right. We are truly witnessing a perfect transformation that we take for granted when we watch a movie. So take a second to embrace the magic that you see on screen.
That's right. Go watch the video and try the S thing.
Yeah, it's fun. It sounds cooler when you do it, not when you listen to other people on the radio do it.
Well, thanks for joining me, Justin. I appreciate you being here.
Hey, yeah, talk to you next week.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.